You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Wrapping it up here, the final day before training camp officially kicks off tomorrow. They'll pass their conditioning tests this afternoon. We see players shuffling in with their getting their registration done. A lot of guys in flip-flops.
Yes.
The calm before the storm.
Well, they'll maintain their flip-flops, believe me, every day as they walk in to have to put those cleats on. Your feet start to hurt after a while.
You got
to
cut them. You got to teach them the Keenan McCardle trick.
Keenan McCardle taught me that trick.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yes, you need to pass that on.
Oh, it's the best. I still do it.
I still do it. Dog Pound, become a Cleveland Browns season ticket member today. Secure the best seats at the best prices with flexible payment plans available. Don't miss the excitement at First Energy Stadium this fall with home matchups against the Broncos, 49ers, Cardinals, Redskins, Steelers, Bengals, Ravens, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. That's 440-824-3434. All right, we're going to take a look now into the Browns mailbag. Here we got one from Jake Kerr at In Petten I Trust. With Dontari Post sideline and Ray's Kansas City connection, any chance Kansas City looks to our defensive line for added depth?
I think it's a great point. I mean, our defensive line should be the cornerstone of our defense, even with the stabilization of Dansby and those inside linebackers, Kruger's double digits, and the defensive backfield. It all starts up front. It always will. It always has. And you look to the most successful teams, they are the ones that protect the passer, you know, whether he's, you know, of Andy Dalton's stature, it's good. They protect him enough for them to make the playoffs with the playmakers around him, or it's to the point where you protect Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers now was immobile on one leg.
On a bum wheel
for a lot of that playoff run, and all they did was protect his spot and protected what he did, and he was still efficient enough to get to the NFC Championship game and most likely should have been in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So it all starts up front. Our ability to stop the run will make us a great opportunity to rush the passer. And when you have the pass rushers that we should have, it gives the corners an opportunity to get into great positions to make a play on the ball. That's when you see a lot of PBUs and interceptions. We've got some of the best, Tremont Williams, Joe Hayden. So absolutely, our defensive front and the depth that we have should only play a huge role for our success this year.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, and we have to see, you know, what happens there. We have a lot of depth now, but remember, the defensive line was supposed to be deep last year, and then all of a sudden injuries hit, and it wasn't deep. So you have to be very careful moving those assets, but I think if the Browns get through the majority of camp in the first few weeks of the preseason without injuries on the D-line, I think teams will come calling to Ray Farmer and company to see if they can make a move for some of the talent on the Browns' defensive line. John Flynn, 1981, asks, and you're probably more equipped to answer this than I, what situations would you expect to see Danny Shelton and Phil Taylor on the field at the same time other than goal line?
Short yardage situations. And also, obvious running formation personnel. And when I say that, it's like a 22 personnel. It means two tight ends, two backs, one wide receiver. Okay? There's a very limited amount of plays that you can throw the ball out of featuring one wide receiver, max protection situations where it's like a one or two man route. But the predominance is that they're going to run the football. That's where I would see Jim O'Neill matching it with some type of package with Danny Shelton or Phil Taylor. But goal line and short yardage situations are really the only ones that I see, because there's no other need with the diversity we have in that room. With, you know, you get the athleticism of a John Hughes, you know, the pass rush ability of a guy like Randy Starks, you know, to fill those roles instead of having both on the field.
You can see Phil Taylor, though, playing the big end.
Yeah, I don't prefer it. And the only reason I say is because, to me, he doesn't transition from run to pass as well as a Randy Starks, a Desmond Bryant, a John Hughes does. But they would still fill the same role.
They would fill that same role. All right, keeping rolling here in our Browns mailbag right now. G. Carver says, who is going to kick for the Browns this year? I don't know.
I don't either.
I have no idea.
Someone who makes field goals.
Hopefully.
Yes. I hope we don't have to kick as many as we do in years past.
Right.
But I really don't care. You know, I know kicker plays a vital role in winning and losing a football game, but I need a guy that's consistent, doesn't have to have the strongest leg, because, you know, there's few times in a season where I think you have to count on, you know, 50-yard plus. You know, let 35 to 50 be your wheelhouse, and that'll win you football games.
Dustin DeLotta says, my new wife and I are headed to the Jets game. Where are we partying on Saturday night? Hashtag mailbag.
Question is not for me. That is totally for Nathan. I will not be in New Jersey.
You should come to that game.
I'll be here holding.
I would recommend my favorite spots. I think take your wife out to a nice dinner. Quality Meats or Quality Italian, two of my favorite restaurants in New York City. The Spice Market, also a great one. Just go there. And then in New York City, you can go everywhere. I hope to make an appearance at Whiskey Park, one of my favorite bars there.
Nice.
I enjoy it. I've always had a good time at Whiskey Park. All right, another one coming up here. What are your projections for Isaiah Crowell this season?
Best case scenario is 240 carries, 1,200 yards, 10 touchdowns. Worst case scenario would be 165 carries, 800 yards, 4 touchdowns.
So I answered this one on Twitter when it was asked to me, and I said what I thought for Isaiah Crowell. Where is it? Said if he wins the primary rushing role, about 225, 240 carries, 1,000 yards, 8 touchdowns, 20 catches for $150.
Okay.
So about 1,200 total yards and 8 or 9 touchdowns.
Yeah, I was close.
You're very close. We're
ten,
of like mind.
10 touchdowns, 1,200 yards.
Yeah, we are of like mind.
Yes.
We are of like mind there. All right, last one here for this team. Where is it? Oh, do you think that Ray Farmer, had he destroyed his cell phone, would have faced a stiffer penalty? Because the NFL actually noted
yes
in that. So I think the answer is yes.
I think a lot of the reason Roger Goodell upheld this suspension in its entirety for 4 games is the lack of cooperation from Tom Brady alone. Because I think the Patriots as an organization, you know, gave them as much as they could. But a lot of the information they wanted was directly from Tom Brady, and he did not fulfill his side to the degree that Roger Goodell felt he gave everything that he could to help his case, and we know that not to be true.
We do know that not to be true at this point. Is there anybody – okay, here's one that came in live. Here we go, in the mailbag right now. Does Terrence West get cut or traded?
Potentially. But –
I don't think he gets cut.
I don't think he gets cut because of the moves that we made to acquire him last year via the draft in the third round. He could get traded. The only way I could see him get traded is if we got a running back in return, someone that could fill that same role that just fits the Browns better. Because I wouldn't feel comfortable knowing what I know as I sit right now with Isaiah Crowell as an undrafted free agent in his second year, and Duke Johnson and the role that we all think that he will play as a running back for this football team, predominantly on third down, you know, scat back out of the backfield, winning one-on-one situations. To me, we don't have a legitimate 1-2 punch. And we know that every team needs that moving forward because of how long the season is and the wear and tear on running backs.
Which running back will have the most TDs for the Browns? Which wide receiver will have the most TDs?
I'm going to go touchdowns. Wide receivers, Taylor Gabriel will lead the team in touchdowns because of his big playability.
Okay.
Running backs, I would say Isaiah Crowell. He's going to be the guy that's going to do the work to get you down there, and he deservingly so needs those carries down inside the in the 5-yard line as well.
He led the team in touchdowns last year. He had 8 of them. I think he could do that again this year. I would say Crowell, and I'm going to say Dwayne Bowe. I think they're going to have an opportunity to really feed him the ball in the red zone, and I think that's where they're going to utilize his big body.
Rob Hausler's going to be in contention to lead all with touchdowns and, you know, down
the
red
certainly
zone.
From what we saw earlier on. If you missed that presser with Mike Pettine, get it at clevelandbrowns.com or on the Browns mobile app later here today. We will have that for you tomorrow. We will be broadcasting right after the first training camp practice of the year as the Browns are ready to get back to business. For our producer today, Casey Kulis, our teammate, Mr. Jason Gibbs, down there bringing us the Pettine Presser. Of course, the great Matt Wilhelm. I am Nathan Zagura saying stay tuned for the Golden Boys, and thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.